2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 20 through 22. We did not finish this book last Lord's Day morning, but there were some things I just wanted to say about some things mentioned in verse 20 through 22. Didn't want to rush through it and without saying these things, because they're important. They're important. Erastus stayed in Corinth, the New King James Version reads, but Trimotheus I left in Miletus. Do your utmost to come before winter. Eubulus greets you, as well as do Pudens, Linus and Claudia, and all the brethren. Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Grace be with you. Amen. We were looking at verse 20 when we ended. Erastus stayed in Corinth. Erastus stayed in Corinth. That name we find about three times in the New Testament. I mentioned last Lord's Day morning. Now, who he is and whether he is one whom we read about in other places, such as Romans 16:23 or Acts 19 and verse 22, whether they're the same individual or not, there's no way of us knowing. But he says that he stayed in Corinth. He is mentioned as being the treasurer, if it is in fact the same man, the treasurer of the city of Corinth. Whether it is the same man or not, again, we do not know. But since he stayed in Corinth, there's a possibility he could have been the same individual mentioned earlier in the New Testament as well. But something I wanted to draw your attention to is what is mentioned in verse 20 is not just the names of these individuals, but what Paul says in relation to the names. Because I've tried to impress upon your mind from time to time the travels of the Apostle Paul, especially before he was imprisoned on this second occasion. And note this, he says, Erastus stayed in Corinth, abode, the King James Version says. He stayed there. The implication is Paul must have passed through Corinth, and he stayed there. He stayed there, or either he had been sent there and he stayed there, Paul having sent him there. But most likely, he stayed in Corinth as Paul traveled through Corinth with him. Now remember, when we ended our study of Titus, Paul had told Titus to come to him at the city of Nicopolis. The city of Nicopolis on the western shore of that peninsula, of which Corinth was on the eastern shore of it, you might say. And so I want to suggest to you that when Paul left Nicopolis, because remember I suggested to you that he went through Troas because he left his cloak in Troas in verse 13, along with the books and the parchments. So when Paul left Nicopolis, he probably traveled through Corinth. He just traveled across that peninsula. And he headed perhaps north then into Macedonia and then across to Troas. And so he says Erastus stayed in Corinth. So when he got to Corinth on that journey, Erastus stayed there. But note this as well. But Trimotheus I have left in Miletus. I have left. Just like he left something in the city of Troas, he left Trimotheus in the city of Miletus. Now, Miletus is a port city not far from the city of Ephesus, remember? It was the city which Paul went to and called for the Ephesian elders in Acts 20 and spoke to them before he went to Jerusalem and was arrested on the first occasion of his Roman imprisonment. And so, Trimotheus I have left in Miletus. Now, this individual Trimotheus, he's mentioned a few times in the New Testament. Acts 20 and verse 4, we learn that he's from Asia. In Acts 21 and verse 29, and in that context, we learn that he was perhaps a Gentile. Because when Paul came to Jerusalem before he was arrested the first time and sent to Rome as a prisoner, they had accused Paul of taking this individual, being a Gentile, into the temple. And so he's perhaps a Gentile from Asia. Could have been from Ephesus itself, but we do not know. Asia is just the Roman province. But that's important because for Mophias I have left in Miletus. That means that Paul traveled through Miletus. So sometimes people wonder, well, where did Paul go after his first Roman imprisonment? Well, there's a great deal of information about where he went if we just kind of piece it together. So he left Nicopolis and he traveled to Corinth, and then he traveled to Troas. Then we know that he must have traveled to Miletus. It was perhaps in Miletus when he left Hermophius that he was being taken prisoner to Rome. Because if he was arrested in Troas, he would have been brought to Ephesus because it's the capital city of Asia at that time. He would have undergone a trial. He would have appealed to Caesar on that occasion, and he would have been taken to Rome. And they probably left from that port city Miletus sailing to Rome, and that's where he left Hermophius. Questions or comments about any of that? That is a good point to bring out. Hermophias I have left in Miletus, sick. Paul could have healed him. He was an apostle, but he didn't, because the purpose of healing was not just for the purpose of healing, but for verifying and validating the truth of God's word. And so that's a good point to bring out. Verse 21, he says, do your utmost, and the phrase utmost here, it's do thy diligence, the King James Version says. And we saw that mentioned in verse 9, be diligent to come to me quickly. So he uses the same word again. It's the word that we mentioned several times in our study of the Peter's epistles. Diligent, that is, do your best, do your utmost, put forth great deal of effort. That's the idea. Do your best, do your utmost to come to me before winter. Why? Because when the winter time set in, the winter weather set in, Timothy would not have been able to sail to Rome. Seas were just too dangerous. He would not have been able to make it. So come before winter. Come before the winter weather sets in. That's what he wants him to do. Plus, Paul perhaps has in mind that he might not last very long after that. Remember, he knows that he's going to be put to death, verse 6 and following, but he simply does not know how much time that he has. So do your utmost. Do your best. Put forth a great deal of effort to try to be here before the winter weather sets in. Eubulus greets you, as well as Neputins and Linus. These individuals, remember, Paul is at Rome writing this. So when he says, only Luke is with me, back in verse 11, we know there were other Christians there as well. Now, who these individuals are, we do not know. They're not mentioned anywhere else in the New Testament. Evidently, they're brethren, and all the brethren, as the verse ends, perhaps brethren with the church at Rome may be the ones mentioned. Evidently, Timothy was familiar with these people. He mentions them by name and expects Timothy to know who he's talking about without identifying them further. Plus, he mentions one woman here, Claudia. Who she is, again, we do not know. Only time she's mentioned here. So, Paul was present in Rome, even though he was imprisoned. There were other Christians there as well, which also tells us that even though there was persecution by Nero upon Christians at this time, Christians were still living in Rome, even with the persecution of Christians taking place. Verse 22. The Lord Jesus Christ, and some versions omit Jesus Christ and simply say the Lord. Remember, we noted the word Lord being used several times in this chapter, about, I forget, what is it, 13 or 16 times in the book overall. Here the Lord under consideration evidently is the Lord Jesus Christ. The chapter began with the Lord Jesus Christ and it ends with the Lord Jesus Christ. So the Lord under consideration, if you're reading a version that leaves off or omits Jesus Christ, and the Lord is mentioned, it is Jesus Christ under consideration being referred to as Lord. So the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Be with your spirit because the Lord is concerned with our spirit. Not so much with our body, but with our spirit. Even the word of God is directed to the spiritual part of man and not to the physical part of man. So the Lord be with your spirit. And then he says, grace be with you. And this is important as well. We noted this when we began our study of this book. Grace be with you. Why is it important when we say grace be with you? Because the word you there is in the plural in the Greek. Grace be with you all is the idea. So as we said, when we began a study of this book, even though this is a very personal epistle written to Timothy as a young evangelist, nonetheless, it's expected to be read by the church at Ephesus, evidently. And so, grace be with you all, with Timothy and all the brethren there who are in Ephesus as well. And then, amen. That is, let it be true. Questions or comments about our study of 2 Timothy? I hope it was a profitable study for you. It was for me, and very beneficial, and I enjoyed it.